This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. Events at Columbia University are being watched closely today. A large number of uniformed New York police officers, roughly 100 of them, have gathered outside the campus where a deadline the school has set has just expired for students protesting Israel's war against Hamas to leave their encampment or face suspension or potential expulsion. NPR's Brian Mann is there.
They've set an ultimatum. They say that if students do leave at that time, they'll be given a less stringent disciplinary process. Those who insist on staying, they will face tougher discipline, campus officials say. So we're not sure yet what's going to happen. These students have said they will not leave until Columbia University agrees to divest from companies doing business in Israel. Campus officials say they're not going to budge on that. They say they're just simply not going to take that action.
The university says it set the deadline because negotiations with student protest leaders aimed at clearing the camp were at an impasse. The protests at Columbia sparked similar encampments on college campuses around the country. There have been hundreds of arrests. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Egypt and Qatar are making efforts to reach a ceasefire in Gaza. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports that Blinken says it's up to Hamas to accept the latest offer on the table.
Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Saudi Arabia, Secretary Blinken laid out his views on how the war in Gaza should end. And he says there's been a big push to reach a ceasefire and a hostage deal.
Hamas has before it a proposal that is extraordinarily, extraordinarily generous on the part of Israel. And in this moment, the only thing standing between the people of Gaza and a ceasefire is Hamas.
Hamas recently released videos of a few of the hostages, raising public pressure on Israel's government to make a deal. Israel, meantime, is threatening to move on Rafah, where more than a million Palestinians are sheltering. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Back to New York City now. Former President Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial will resume tomorrow. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the jury has been hearing from witnesses with close ties to Trump.
Tabloid publisher David Pecker testified he's friendly with the former president, but he offered damaging testimony about hush money payments in 2016. Pecker said those payoffs were designed to hide information from voters, not the Trump family. Trump's longtime assistant Rona Graff also briefly appeared before the jury. This week, Judge Juan Merchan will consider new allegations that Trump defied a gag order by attacking his former lawyer Michael Cohen and other potential witnesses. The jury will hear more from a banker who worked with Cohen when the trial resumes Tuesday. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
And you're listening to NPR News. Parts of the South and the Midwest are beginning the cleanup process following a tornado outbreak over the weekend. Dozens of twisters swept through the region. Homes and buildings were flattened. In Oklahoma, at least four people were killed. State emergency officials say some 100 people were injured. Domestic violence in Australia has been declared a national emergency. Scott Maiman reports on the declaration after a weekend of rallies calling for government action.
The rate of violence against women in Australia and soaring fatalities in those incidents has led to a series of peaceful rallies across the country.
Enough is enough.
That chant was echoed by hundreds at rallies in each state capital city. A growing tally of women have died in Australia at the hands of former or current male partners. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese spoke of action.
We need to change the culture. We need to change attitudes.
The Prime Minister's holding a special meeting later this week with government leaders to devise an action plan to address the problem. For NPR News, I'm Scott Maiman in Canberra.
One of the world's most famous paintings could get a room of its own. Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa currently shares a room with other artwork at the Louvre Museum in Paris. According to French media, the museum is considering moving the painting to a separate underground room to give visitors a better experience. The Mona Lisa has been a target of protesters, the latest incident involving environmental activists who threw soup at the glass protecting the painting. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Viore, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to viore.com/NPR.